turn with you, if turn with me, if you will, if I can get it out anyway, to the place where this week's Torah portion begins. And the first word, of course, that is out of the mouth of the corral, actually out of the sound that the Creator told to Moshe, says, "And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying, command." Zav is the word there. So that's the name of the parsha. Zav, Aaron and his sons, and say to them the following. This is the Torah, HaTorot, actually, plural, of the burnt offering, the olah, that which goes up. And it is, in fact, that. It's the olah on the firewood upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning thereby. And a Kohen, it says, the priest shall put on his linen garment, his linen breeches, he'll put on his flesh. He shall take up the ashes that the fire has consumed, the burnt offering on the altar, and he puts them beside the altar. And this is kind of interesting because the Midrash makes an interesting claim there, and they say this is to keep the priest humble, right? He's got an important job, but he's gonna haul some ashes occasionally. So I think it's an interesting observation, at least. Anyway, he should then take off those garments, put on other garments, and carry those ashes forth outside the camp to a clean place. So, yep. Now, the fire upon the altar shall be kept burning, thereby it is not to go out. The priest shall kindle wood on it every morning. He lays the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall smoke thereon the fat of the shalamim, of the peace offerings. Here it is again. Fire shall be kept burning upon the altar continually. As if we didn't get it, it's going to tell us one more time. It shall not go out. And this, it says, is the Torot, the instruction of the meal offering. Notice, there's more to this than just a law. That's why I think the word instruction in so many cases is so much more apropos. This is an instruction about the meal offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before you in front of the altar. He takes up therefrom the handful of the fine flour of the meal offering, and the oil thereof, and all the frankincense, which is upon the meal offering, and he makes the memorial part, in other words, a fraction of that, smoke upon the altar for a sweet savor unto Yahuwah. Now that which is left, Aaron and his sons shall eat. It's to be eaten without leaven in a set apart, a kadosh place, in the court of the tent of meetings where they shall eat it. Not to be baked with leaven, it says. I have given it as their portion of my offerings made by fire. It is kadosh, kedoshim, most holy, as the sin offering and as the guilt offering. Every male among the children of Aaron may eat of it. So every male that is a son of Aaron may eat of it. As a due forever throughout your generations. In other words, it's a continual offering, and it's to be made so as to provide sustenance for Aaron and his sons. From the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire, whatsoever touches them shall be kadosh. Then it says, Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, and he said furthermore, this is the offering of Aaron and of his sons, which they shall offer unto Yahuwah in the day when he is anointed. A tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for a meal offering, perpetually. Half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. And it's going to be on a griddle. He shall make it with oil, or he makes it with oil. And when it's soaked, you bring it in. The broken pieces you shall offer the meal offering for a sweet savor unto Yahuwah. And the anointed priest. Now, this is an interesting word. Ha-Kohen Ha-Mashiach. So, yeah, this is the Ha-Mashiach. This particular Kohen, he is anointed, so he is the anointed Kohen. And that term there is used is the same term we know as the anointed Mashiach. It is a term that just means anointed, and generally with oil. He shall be in his stead from among his sons. They'll offer it. It's a due forever. It shall be holy, made to smoke before Yahuwah. So all of it. And every meal offering of the Kohen, the priest, shall be holy, made to smoke. It is not to be eaten. Then it says, Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, and he said, furthermore, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, this is the Torah of the chatat, the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the sin offering be killed before Yahuwah. It too is kadesh kodeshim. The priest that offers it for sin shall eat it. In a holy place, a kadosh place set apart, shall it be eaten in the court of the tent of meeting. Now, whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. And when there's sprinkled of the blood thereof upon any garment, you shall wash that where it was sprinkled in a set-apart place. But if there's an earthen vessel that it was sodden in, that will shall be broken. And if it's sodden in a brazen vessel, it needs to be scoured and rinsed in water. Every male among the Kohanim may eat thereof. It is, here it is again, kadesh kodeshim, usually rendered in English as most holy. But you know, the same terminology is used for the Holy of Holies. So it's a maximally holy. That's why the word Kadesh there is doubled. No sin offering, no chatat, whereof any of the blood is brought into the tent of meeting to make atonement in the holy place, shall be eaten. It is instead to be burnt with fire. Chapter 7 is going to talk about a different form of offering. This is the Torah, having to do with the guilt offering. That one is ha-asham. It, too, is Kadesh, Kodeshim. And in the place where they kill the burnt offering, the olah, they shall kill the guilt offering. And the blood thereof shall be dashed against the altar round about. And he shall offer of it all of the fat tail, the fat that covers the innards, the two kidneys, the fat that's on them by the loins, the lobe above the liver, and he shall take away all of that by the kidneys. And the priest shall make them smoke upon the altar for an offering made by fire unto Yehovah. To Yehovah, it is a guilt offering. Every male among the Kohanim may eat thereof. It shall be eaten in, what? A holy place, and it is, in fact, Kadesh, Kodeshim. As is the sin offering, the chatat, so is the asham, the guilt offering. There is one instruction, one Torah for them, for both of them. The priest that makes atonement therewith, he shall have it. Now the Kohen that offers any man's burnt offering, even the priest, shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering which he's offered. And every meal offering that's baked in the oven, all that's dressed in the stewing pan on the griddle, that shall be the Kohen's that offered it. And every meal offering, mingled with oil, or even if it's dry, all of the sons of Aaron shall have, one as well as another. Another, they're to split this one up. And this is, it says, the Torah of the Zabak, the sacrifice of Shalamim. Okay, remember that root word, Shalom. So this is plural. This is the sin, the peace offerings, which one may offer unto Yahuwah. If he offers it for thanksgiving, well, then he shall offer it unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers spread with oil, cakes mingled with oil of fine flour soaked. With the cakes of unleavened bread, he shall present his offering for the sacrifice of the Shalamim for thanksgiving. And of that, he shall present one out of each offering for a gift unto Yahuwah. It shall be the priest, in other words, it belongs to the priest that dashes the blood of the Shalamim against the altar. Now the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten on the day of offering. He is not to leave any of it until morning. But if the sacrifices of his offering is in the form of a vow or a free will offering, it is to be eaten on the day that he offers the sacrifice, and on the morrow that which remains of it may be eaten. So that's a slight exception to the normal situation. But that which remains of the flesh on the sacrifice of the third day shall be burnt with fire. Now, if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his Shalamim is eaten at all on the third day, don't do this, it shall not be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offers it. In other words, it's a no. He doesn't get any count for it. It shall be, an abhorred thing. And the soul that eats of it shall bear his own Torahlessness, his iniquity. So he's clear on this. And the flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It is to be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, everyone that is clean may eat of it. But the soul, the nephesh, that eats of the sacrifice of Shalamim, that pertain unto Yahuwah, having his uncleanness upon him. In other words, if he does this, and he is unclean for whatever reason, and we've seen a number of reasons, touching a dead thing and so forth, that soul, that nephesh, shall be cut off from among his people. And when anyone touches any unclean thing, whether it's the uncleanness of man, or an unclean beast, like a pig, or any unclean detestable thing, and eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of Shalamim, which pertain unto Yahuwah, that soul shall be cut off from his people. And it says, then Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, and he said, speak to the children of Israel and say the following, you shall eat no fat, not any fat, whether it comes from ox or of sheep or of goat. Now the fat of that which dies of itself, in other words, what I sometimes joke about, it's roadkill, you know, come across it, and there it is, laying there dead. Don't know what done it, but don't eat it. The fat of that which is torn of beasts, maybe that's more obvious, right? If it's torn of beasts, you can guess what killed it, or at least you can guess how it died. And that may be used for any other service, but you are not to eat of it, not in any way. For whosoever, so I think what that means, you don't cook with it, and fry, pan fry it either. Whosoever eats the fat of the beast of which men present an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah, even the soul that eats it shall be cut off from his people. And you shall eat no manner of blood. This is a repetition. Should be obvious, but again, it's not. You shall eat no manner of blood, whether it's of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whosoever eats any blood, that soul shall be cut off from his people. So Yahuwah then spoke to Moshe, and he said, Speak unto the B'nai Israel, say the following, He that offers his sacrifice of Shalamim unto Yahuwah shall bring his offering unto Yahuwah out of the sacrifice of peace offering, Shalamim. His own hands shall bring the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire. So he does this with his own hands. The fat with the breast shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering before Yahuwah. Now the priest that makes the fat smoke on the altar, he shall do this, but the breast belongs to Aaron and his sons. Now the right thigh you shall give unto the priest for a heave offering out of your sacrifices of Shalamim, and he among the sons of Aaron that offers the blood of the peace offerings and the fat shall have that right thigh for a portion. So basically what it's saying is, here is how the things that are being offered, and of course out of that comes the sustenance, the food for the Kohanim, here's how it's going to be divvied up. For the breast of waving and the thigh of heaving have I taken of the children of Israel out of their sacrifices of Shalamim. And I have given them unto Aaron, the Kohen, the priest, and unto his sons as a due forever, their part, from the children of Israel. This is the consecrated portion of Aaron and the consecrated portion of his sons out of the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire in the day when they were presented to minister unto Yahuwah in the office of Kohanim, which Yahuwah commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in that day that they were anointed. It is their due forever throughout their generations. This is the Torah, it says. Now, this is kind of the summary, if you will. This is the Torah, the instruction concerning the burnt offering, the olah, the meal offering, the mincha, the chatat, the sin offering, and of the asham, the guilt offering, and of the consecration offering, and of the sacrifice of shalamim, which Yahuwah commanded Moshe and Mount Sinai in the day that he commanded the B'nai Israel to present their offerings unto to Yahuwah, Bamidbar Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai, or Sinai. Chapter 8, at least the chapter breaks, remember we're at it later, but says, And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe. Well, what did he say this time? Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the bullock of the sin offering, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread, and assemble. Assemble all of the congregation, Kol Ha'edah, at the door of the tent of meeting. So Moshe did as Yahuwah commanded him. And the congregation was assembled at the door of the tent of meeting. So he got them all together. And he said to the congregation, This is the thing which Yahuwah has commanded. Here's that root word again, zav, to be done. He brought Aaron and his sons out, and he washed them with water. And he put upon him the tunic, girded him with the girdle, clothed him with the robe, put the ephod upon him. And he girded him with the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and bound it unto him therewith. Then he placed the breastplate on him, and in that breastplate he put the Urim v'Tumim, those things that are involved in signaling, it looks like. He set the mitre upon his head. He gave him the mitre in front, and he set the golden plate, the holy crown, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. Then Moshe took the anointing oil, and he anointed first the tabernacle, the Mishkan, and all that was in that, and he sanctified them. And then he sprinkled thereof upon the altar seven times, and he anointed the altar and all of its vessels, and the laver and its base, to sanctify, to set them apart. Then he poured from the anointing oil onto Aaron's head. So here is Aaron becoming Mashiach, really, literally, the anointed high priest, or Kohen. So he pours the anointing oil on his head and anointed him, his rosh, of course, his head, to sanctify him. And Moshe brought Aaron's sons, and he clothed them with tunics, and he girded them with girdles, and he bound head tires upon him, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. And then the bull of the sin offering was brought. Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock of the chatat. And when it was slain, Moshe took that blood, he put it on the horns of the altar all around with his finger, and he purified the altar. Then he poured out the remaining blood at the base of the altar and sanctified it to make atonement for it. So basically what they're doing is they're sanctifying and cleaning up this entire area and everything which is associated with the Mishkan and with those who are going to serve in it. Then he took all the fat that was on the innards and the lobe of the liver and the two kidneys and their fat, and Moshe made that smoke upon the altar. But the bull and its skin and its flesh and its dung, they were burned with fire outside the camp as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. Now the ram of the burnt offering, it was presented next, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram. And then when it was killed, This time, Moshe dashed the blood against the altar round about. And when the ram was cut into pieces, Moshe made the head and the pieces and the suet smoke. When the innards and the legs were washed in water, Moshe made the whole ram smoke upon the altar. It was a burnt offering for a sweet savor. It was an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. Then the other ram was presented. This time it's the ram of consecration. And again, Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram. And then when it was slain, Moshe took the ram's blood and he put it upon these three places, remember? On the tip of Aaron's right ear, then upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the big toe, the great toe of his right foot. So, right ear, right hand, right foot. Aaron's sons were then brought, and Moshe put the blood upon the tip of their, same three places, right ear, upon the thumb of their right hand, and the big toe of their right feet. And Moshe dashed the blood against the altar all around. Then he took the fat, and the fat tail, all the fat that's on the innards, and the lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys, and their fat, and the right thigh. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before Yahuwah, he took one unleavened cake, and one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer. And he placed them on the fat and upon the right thigh. Then he put the whole thing upon the hands of Aaron and upon the hands of his son, and waved them for a wave offering before Yahuwah. So then Moshe took them from off of their hands and made them smoke on the altar upon the burnt offering. They were a consecration. Offering for a sweet savor. It was, again, an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. So at this point, Moshe took the breast, and he waved it for a wave offering before Yahuwah. It was Moses' portion of the ram of consecration, as Yahuwah commanded Moshe. Then he took the anointing oil and the blood that was upon the altar, and he sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and his sons' garments with him, and he sanctified Aaron and his garments and his sons' garments with him. So sanctifying everybody that's part of the Kohanim. Moshe then said unto Aaron and his sons, boil the flesh at the door of the tent of meeting, and there eat it, and the bread that's in the basket of consecration, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. So it's yours. That which remains of the flesh and the bread, you are to burn with fire. Now, you are not to go out. Now, this is the serious indicator here. He says, you are not to go out from the door of the tent of meeting 7 days. Till the days of your consecration are fulfilled, for he shall consecrate you for 7 days. Now, as has been done this day, so Yahuwah has commanded you to do, to make atonement for you. And at the door of the tent of meeting you shall abide day and night, 7 days, and keep the charge of Yahuwah, that you die not. Yeah, pay attention. That you die not, for so am I commanded. Now, Aaron and his sons, it says, and hopefully this is not a surprise, they did all the things which Yahuwah commanded by the hand of Moshe. And obviously they died not, at least not yet, in the case of the two eldest sons. And furthermore, folks, at that point, the Torah portion ends. So it ends on a note that we've seen a number of places. They did all that Yahuwah commanded Moshe.